We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, we are so thrilled today to be talking about all things workforce development. We've got Dr. Goodwine here, who is your Director of Workforce Development, and Ms. Callie Sanchez, new career coach for Sylacauga City Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad that y'all are here. And we're going to get to y'all in just a second. But Dr. Eller, the big piece about workforce development is really at the core to prepare your students for the next level.
Yes.
And they have to have the right everything in place for them to be able to be successful. And whatever that may mean, whatever track they take, whether or not they go to higher education, whether they enter the workforce just immediately out of high school, whatever that may be, you are here to equip every student for success. It's in your motto, your mission statement. And so why is workforce development so vital to high school students for them to learn all of these things and have access to all of these resources before they graduate?
Well, right now, you know, we are really preparing students for jobs and careers that don't even exist yet. If you think about back when we were younger and we were looking at, oh, what do I want to be when I grow up? A lot of the positions that are available right now didn't exist.
Yeah.
Or we didn't know they existed.
Right.
We knew the typical ones, like, you know, I want to be a doctor or a nurse or an attorney or a teacher, you know, things of that nature, because that's what we saw.
Sure.
But, you know, who would have thought, you know, network administrators and, you know, media specialists and, you know, marketing individuals. And so there's a lot of things that are ever evolving. Even now, you know, if you think even with AI, even some of the jobs that are creative now that exist may not exist a couple of years from now because of AI. So we have to make sure that our students are prepared for whatever they're walking into, so that the day after they graduate, they have a plan.
Yeah. So when it comes to, and Dr. Goodwine, I'm going to go to you here for this. When it comes to curriculum, where does this come from? How is it developed? How is it vetted? And how is it then implemented into the schools? And how do you recruit students to be part of different tracks?
Okay, that's a great question. And my best answer is it depends.
Okay, yeah.
But it really depends on several factors. And one being that we have an overall arching goal of having every student with a college and career readiness indicator,
right,
which is required for graduation this year. So it depends, says, well, for that, it could be scoring a 3 or higher on the AP exam, and that gets them a CCR. And another way would be benchmarking, making certain scores on the ACT, earning a qualifying score on the ACT Work Keys exam. But then also within career tech, we have pathways that students can complete and earn a CCR through that, or with some of the credentialing exams. Like, you guys might be familiar with Adobe Premiere Pro, and
right,
that is a certification exam that students that are in the Arts AV pathway could take, and that would give them that credential as well. So those are some of the places overarching that we look at. Of course, military is part of that as well, and we're hoping to develop some youth apprenticeships.
Okay.
And that can be one too, but the issue there is that is an industry driven.
Yeah.
We can't just say, oh, we're going to start an apprenticeship program.
Right.
So that is very, very much, we need some employers to come alongside and help us with that as well. But that's kind of where we start. But then, of course, within CTE, we're trying to find their pathway. And that's where Ms. Sanchez comes in quite a bit, because she helps to develop their 4-year plan that takes a career interest survey to determine what might be a good fit for them.
So this is a perfect segue into talking with you, Ms. Sanchez, about specifically when are these pathways introduced to the students? And is it ever too late for somebody to say, you know what, I'm not really feeling this midway through sophomore year or junior year, even senior year. I mean, like, can I make a pivot? Can I switch? Will that affect how I graduate? And what type of certifications that happen? You're boots on the ground. You're hands-on with the students. So what does that look like?
We really try to start out in eighth grade is mm-hmm. when we start building their four-year plans to prepare them for high school. It's think of it like a guided plan for each year as they go through high school to make sure they're getting their core classes, their graduation requirements, and also making sure that they're fulfilling one of those career tech pathways. We're just really just guiding them. We try to go ahead and show them what each pathway offers and kind of give them some information about the things that they're going to be doing, the credentials they could be earning as well, just so they kind of have a little bit of a taste of it, but they really don't know until they get into the class. So I would say when they get in ninth grade, yes, if they start a class and they're just really not happy with it, they absolutely can come and still change. There's time that they still have in high school where they can swap. I mean, everybody, we don't expect them to have their whole life planned out in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Nobody does.
I mean, it's kind of like going into college and changing your career, your major, I guess,
absolutely.
At some point. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're not going to expect that out of them either, but we do want to make sure that they are placed in a pathway that is where they will more than likely place after high school.
Right.
And so that they are actually going to be able to utilize that education they're getting. But they 10th grade probably is about the time that you're probably going to be kind of stuck. Yeah. We want to make sure. It also depends on, too, like Dr. Goodwin was talking about with that CCRI that they're getting. If they've already gotten that, mm-hmm. then they're more likely to have a little more room in their schedule. Or if they sure. wanted to swap and take some more classes in another pathway, they absolutely could. We want them to get as much exposure as possible.
When it comes to what is offered, can you kind of paint that scope for people who don't know, like, hey, what are the different career paths? And I guess this question is open for any of you to.
So I'll interject a little bit, and then Dr. Goodwine can probably piggyback off it. Our courses are based on our business industry and are driven by our business industry. So we offer courses.
Your local business
right,
industry.
We offer yeah. courses in our schools that our local partners said, this is what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need people that are professionals in the business world for certain companies. We need engineers for certain companies. We need more health science professionals for certain companies. And so what we offer is based on what the community needs. All right, and at least the close surrounding area, because we anticipate, you know, your students always say, well, I'm gonna move here or I'm gonna move there, but we know that at least 70% of your students come home mm-hmm. or are at least in somewhat close proximity.
Sure.
So that's really what we're looking at, both in our community and in our region, where the jobs are that our students can obtain and be successful in.
That makes absolute perfect sense. And, you know, we have worked, I know I can tell you from specific, you know, personal right. and professional experience, we've worked with several students who have been through these programs at Sylacauga City Schools and in the broadcasting, marketing realm of things and photography, videography, broadcasting. So, yeah, I mean, and we were just talking about just what that landscape looked like before we came on the air here. Mm-hmm. Where do we see this going in terms of, you know, building from here, where it's been, where it's going, and the student involvement in that.
What we
and are, really and sorry, and okay. not to cut you off, but and really, furthermore, does every student have to go through CTE and workforce development? Are there some students that might not actually be going through this path, or is it mandatory?
It's not really mandatory, but it is a good focus because ultimately we're trying to make sure that any graduate from Sylacauga City Schools is a successful adult when they leave us. And so one of our biggest goals is to make sure that not only are they completing the courses, but kind of like you were talking about having students come in to work with you guys, we would like to have a work experience for most, if not all, of our students before they graduate.
Right.
And it helps them so much to decide, regardless of their path, whether they're going to college or they're going straight to the workplace, it also helps them to analyze the job.
Sure.
And to determine what might be of interest to them even further. So that's a goal. We have statistics we look at quite often. Yeah. Dr. Eller loves some data.
Yes, I do.
Of course.
And so we look at that quite a bit to see what happened with like we'll be looking coming up this semester, the end of this semester, at last year's graduates. So the students sure. that graduated in May, are they enrolled in college? Are they working? What are they doing? And when we look at that, we determine year after year, it comes to around 50% mm-hmm. of each. And so we're really working on making sure that the 50% that are not going the college route have a really good plan. So Dr. Eller is really supportive of workforce development, and that's part of her background and her passion. And another area that we brought about this year was called a portrait of a graduate. Mm-hmm. And we've almost finished putting some of that together. And that was something she really wanted to do because we wanted to look at each grade level of what should be part of the portrait of, like, what would that look like for a first or second grader and all the way yeah. up. And some
people, I love that. That's really special. Yeah,
it is. And some people think, well, how do you do that with, they think of it as being only a high school thing. But my question is, how many 5-year-olds do you know that don't like to talk about careers?
Yeah.
I mean, they all love right. it. They love mm-hmm. to dress up.
Sure.
They love to talk about it. So we want to continue that passion.
Yeah.
And we don't want it to die
right.
when they are in high school, because sometimes you see that passion or that flame of interest kind of dwindle as they age. And so we're trying to keep that same spark of interest.
Well, I know that the spark is obviously in – it comes in the day-to-day, which is, I know where you are, Ms. Sanchez. So what do you do specifically in your day-to-day to influence students, and what is gratifying to you to see a measure of success?
Okay, day-to-day, I would definitely say, like, helping students to build on their soft skills for sure. I know I've already had some students that have reached out just on, like, learning how to build a resume.
Yeah.
Because I've had students that have come to me before and they're like, hey, I can't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, well, let's see your resume. And they're like, I don't have a resume. I'm like, we need to do that.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Yeah.
That's always really good because, you know, then they start. It's kind of interesting to see the kids when you start asking them, like, what skills do you have? And they sure. just kind of look at you blank because yeah. they don't really know. So helping them understand what those soft skills are, like, where do they shine? And then going from there on where they would be best in the workforce. I also know that it's been really gratifying to see some of our students that have placed with, like, industry jobs that were local here.
Yeah.
I know we've had some that have gone to, like, Bluebell and a couple others as well. That's really good. We love to have them, like, come in and speak and talk with our schools and stuff too. So making sure that our kids, like Dr. Eller was talking about, that do stay here in our community, seeing them pour back into the same community that we're already in, that they grew up in, it's wonderful. So that's gratifying too, but just helping them prepare for life after high school, honestly, is just wonderful for me. I know it's hard. Even my own personal career route kind of took a weird path, but I'm very happy where I ended up. So kind of utilizing that too in my new role has been really nice.
Dr. Eller, you have got two amazing women here that yes. are doing some great work
yes,
in the classroom exciting. And in the Sylacauga City Schools. Thank you both for your contributions to what you do and the mission that has been set forth to equipping everyone for excellence. Dr. Eller, any last words?
I will say today is September 10th, and I would be amiss if I did not wish my mother happy birthday. Today is her 79th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. So. What is her name?
Her name is Sue Wilson.
Sue Wilson.
But her grandchildren and great grandchildren call her Nina.
Well, happy birthday, Nina. We're so thankful for her and the upbringing that she brought you into the world with. So happy birthday to her. And thank you all for being here. So
yes,
yeah, Dr. Goodwine and Ms. Sanchez, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Dr. Eller, we'll see you next week.
That's right. And go Aggies.